common beliefs of neo-pagans. In fact, if you had to say what's common, probably the most important thing to understand about witchcraft, which is probably the most popular branch of neo-paganism and neo-paganism generally, is that there really aren't any dogmas. There aren't really any authoritarian beliefs. You're not going to find the equivalent of the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed in neo-paganism, because one thing that defines it is that it's anti-dogmatic and anti-authoritarian. So with that, what you're going to find generally in these various views are they're anti-authoritarian. They are all, in some sense, usually interested in the magical world and the magical practices. That they are interested in, for example, the world of the esoteric, the secret and the hidden. But also, when we start going through one by one, we think about their interest and beliefs. There's a diversity of beliefs, too, among them, because if you ask any of them how their magic works or who their gods are, for example, you might find a pagan that believes everything is divine. They're not really a polytheist anymore. In neo-paganism, it sounds more like an Eastern view of God. Or they might have a view that their magic is, in their paganism, is energized by a non-personal force. Or that their practices are energized by nothing supernatural at all, but they see it as super science, as avant-garde science, that they are like the medieval alchemists or astrologers, where while they had a magical theory about it, what the alchemists were doing were they were just doing chemistry, cutting-edge chemistry. They were discovering reactions and chemical reactions in the world. The astrologers were really doing astronomy, and they were discovering clear patterns of the stars. And then once we stripped off the magical theory to it, we have an actual verifiable science to it. So some of the current magical practitioners or pagans who do magic, their worldview might be they're atheists and physicalists, but they believe they're doing cutting-edge science. One of the big differences among pagans and witches is that while most Western or Eurocentric pagans and witches they don't believe in animal sacrifice, whereas Afrocentric pagans do. Now, remember, traditionally, pagan usually meant polytheism, but even though with neo-paganism, it's almost anything goes. So this is why if you see a group that practices animal sacrifice, some Western pagans and witches do that, but they're very rare. But whereas groups that, the voodoo, hoodoo, Yoruba, those that are based in Africa, the polytheistic religions there frequently do animal sacrifice. So another characteristic is that they're eclectic and syncretistic. Because they're so individualistic, almost everyone decides which practice they want to do, and they draw from many sources and sort of put together their own version of the religion. So that's why you're never going to say, well, you're a Druid, so you must believe this. You're never going to get everything true about that, except there might be, they believe in the Druid gods, but how it's practiced or understood is not going to be universal.